Patrolman Robert L. Osborne. 8 May 1930. As if losing a brother officer isn't bad enough, we are once again victims of the media's total disrespect for police officers. How insensitive could anyone be to use the phrase, drops dead on his beat? Do they not know this was someone's son, husband, father, brother, uncle, or dad, and for them to pick up a paper and read something so heartless at what would obviously be a hard time in any family? Patrolman Osborne was just 38 years old at the time of his death. He and his family deserve better from the local media. 7 May 1930, we lost our brother, Patrolman Robert L. Osborne of Baltimore Police Department's Western District. Osborne was a member of the force for approximately 11 years when he found himself in the 400 block of South Paca Street as he started feeling ill. This was a time before radios, so he found his way to the rear of 409 South Paca Street, the home of William Lenberg. Mr. Lenberg could see the officer was in need of medical assistance, so he contacted the district, and they sent police and an ambulance to transport the officer to a local hospital where he succumbed to his illness. He had a brother on the force, Patrolman Alan Osborne, who was assigned to the Northwestern District at the time of his brother's death. Officers assigned to the Western District at the time told investigators that he had not complained of an illness at the start of his shift. We don't know why he died at such a young age. I know the article says he was 250 pounds, but I was 250 pounds for a bit when I was on the force, and I was still active, still making chases, and making arrests. In fact, I didn't slow down, or get seriously injured until I lost the weight. We didn't know if the weight caused his heart attack from a call prior to his feeling sick. During the call he may have had to struggle with someone, or if this call was out of his area. He was assigned to an area between Green Pratt, Utah and Bar Streets. He may have been off post backing someone up, or coming from one end of his post to the other, and that may have caused undue stress on his heart. What we do know is he came into work alive. He was breathing with a heartbeat and no apparent complaints or signs of sickness. So while we are not sure what caused his heart to fail bringing about his death, we do know he was our brother, and died while working and wearing our uniform. The uniform of a Baltimore police officer. For that, and his sacrifice, he should be remembered. His family deserves closure for their loss, and we should take a minute to remember him on this 7th day of May, for it is the anniversary of the day he fell in 1930. May he rest in peace.